worry-free future. We're talking real money.
The real thing, real live money and real live money advice that is actually designed specifically to be in your best interest. We don't sell you stuff on the show. Yes, we might sell you tickets to a class, but that's really basically to
cover
the cost.
We don't sell you stuff off the show.
Right, that's true too.
All right.
We don't sell you. Well, we do. We sell a blueprint.
That's true. Okay. I stand corrected. Okay,
that is a sales thing.
That's true. Okay.
And I guess we sell financial advice. And like Ron Lieber in the New York Times article said, you know, it's just important that everybody disclose how they're compensated.
I will disclose
how I'm compensated. I am compensated by the firm of which I am a partner, Vestory LLC.
I thought you were going to say well.
No, just compensated.
Compensated well. Anyway, that's where my mind went.
Oh, I get it. Compensated well.
That's where my mind went, but I, you know, so. Anyway, the show really is about you, not about us.
You, not me.
Because it's enough about us. But you need to make it about us by calling and asking a question. You get a free book. What? No?
You make it a... Wait, how does that make it about us?
No, about them. About you, I meant. I misspoke. And then you misunderstood. Yes. Okay.
Okay, it's one or the other. Either you misspoke or I misunderstood.
I think it's a combination.
It's an alternative universe in Seattle this weekend because Tom still has snow in his backyard.
I still have like 4 inches of snow in my backyard. That will tomorrow, by my reckoning, be 4 weeks of snow on the ground. That literally has never happened. That's never happened. You can hardly call it snow. It's like these ice particle things. My poor old dog goes out there and slides around, and you know, it's just a horror. It's awful.
That's a watch.
And that dog is 13. Like life's that easy anyway. Now he's got to go out in that snowbank.
Buddy.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Buddy, it's okay, baby.
He's not good.
Oh, baby. 855-935-TALK. That's our phone number, 855-935-8. 255. Give us a call. We'll answer your questions about who you should trust. We'll try to help you find somebody you can trust.
And if you're working with somebody you want to ask us about them, we'll give you a straight skinny. It's happened before.
It's happened.
So, I mean, and part of the whole thing, frankly, is we're hearing more about this, that people invested in something last year and lost money but still had to pay a lot of taxes. Just talked to a woman about this yesterday, who's in actively managed mutual funds. Now, actively managed mutual fund is buying and selling stocks, and inside that fund, often, because a lot of money has been pouring out of actively managed funds, they've had to sell things to create cash. When they sell, they have capital gains, right? And they don't care about dividends or anything. They don't care about taxes. It's not about that. It's about making money. But they didn't make money, for the most part, in 2018.
And but you see, that's where people get very confused.
I know.
Because they're thinking their mutual funds did badly. I mean, I have mutual funds that didn't do well last year. And why do I have to pay taxes on all these capital gains? It's because the market didn't do well.
Exactly.
Because if you're in an actively managed mutual fund, you are already at a disadvantage. Because actively managed mutual funds are generally owned by people who are trying to beat the market.
They're in them, they're out of them, et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, therefore, if it's not beating, then I'm going somewhere else.
Indeed. And that's what's happened the last decade or so, right? A lot of money has flowed out of actively managed funds into what we would call passive structured or index mutual funds.
But still, some people in active funds are just moving from one kind of active fund to another because they ask the question, you got it a lot last year. I got it some. You see far more clients than I do. The question that we got a lot last year was, market's going down. What do I do with my money now?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So a stockbroker who's in the commission sales business is far more likely to say, oh, Joe, yeah, you know, it could be a little dicey from here on in. Why don't we just sell that and we'll go to a bond fund or we'll go to cash for a while and wait for this market to settle down.
Yeah, till things get back to normal.
You know, when it's about ready to go back up, we'll get back in.
By the way, the people that did that in late December and they're waiting for things to settle down.
They're waiting for it to settle down.
You realize 100% equity portfolio has made 13% year to date. That's how tough this business is, because in December, it looked like the end was near.
Now, annualize that.
Well, no, that's 2 months. January, February.
You're right. So let's annualize that out. Well, that's about a 70%, 75% return.
Lock that in now. Lock that. That's guaranteed, totally safe, correct? No. Okay.
It's, no.
Dang it.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, you still have people who didn't get back in after 2008. They didn't get back into, in 2008.
It's only up 300%.
And they're still waiting for the market to go back down before I get in. It'll never go low enough to make that wait worthwhile. It's just not likely to happen. 855-935-TALK, our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
It is important stuff about which we talk on Talking Real Money. I'm Don McDonald. Over there's Tom Koch. You're invited to join us at 855-935-TALK. Anytime, actually, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the time to call us live is on Saturdays between noon and 2 Pacific or 3 and 5 Eastern. 855-935-8255. Also, listen to our podcasts at talkingrealmoney.com or on your favorite podcast service.
And now it's daily. You're up there every day.
We're up there every
message
day.
Message of the day.
Daily podcast. And Monday's message, subliminal. Be all subliminal.
Get rich.
This is how you invest.
Get rich.
This
Get
is
rich.
How you invest.
No, okay.
I know your broker is a really nice person, but deep down inside.
But he's not, or she's not. Pardon
me. They're taking advantage of you.
Yeah, okay.
Trust
I'll stay
me,
tuned for that tape.
Too much.
Can hardly wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pay less, make more.
There you go.
Pay
okay.
less, pay
That's
more.
That's good. Okay.
855-935-TALK is our number. Eat cookies. Eat cookies.
Yeah, no, I wanted
Eat
to finish the story.
Cookies.
Yeah, because this was really, this made my day yesterday.
The cookie story?
It really did, because this woman called me late yesterday afternoon, and she was apologetic about the fact that it was like Friday at 4:30. I said, I take calls Friday at 4:30. That's okay.
You take calls all weekend if need be. I
enjoy it. So she was kind of apologizing about that, but she had a question. She's the issue I just raised a moment ago about she had a lot in taxes. She really doesn't have very much fixed income, but because
she was the one with the problem. With
she has actively managed mutual funds at Fidelity, paid. She has a big tax bill check she got to write, and she basically doesn't touch the money in the taxable account anyway. So anyway, there's some issues there. But then she very kindly reminded me that we had met some time ago. And she had told me, if you guys ever come to the North Puget Sound, I will come to your class and I will bring cookies for everybody.
That's nice.
That was just blew me away. I was like, wow, that is. Yeah. That's, and she said, and I did it. I said, you did it? Yes, I did it. She said, well, I didn't know that she'd done it until yesterday, even though I was at the event, because the event was Retire Meet North in Everett, which I think was that about a year ago? I'm not very good with remembering.
No, it was.
No, I think it was 1 year ago or so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
maybe.
So she came to retire. She came to Retire Meet North. What a sweet person. She came there and had the cookies with her. She didn't think there'd be 200 people there. She had like 25 cookies. She didn't know what
I
to
didn't
do.
Didn't see any cookies. Did the staff get all the cookies?
No, she very carefully sort of, she said, I didn't show them to anybody because I was embarrassed by the fact that I didn't have enough cookies.
You know, you should never be embarrassed about cookies, even if you don't have enough. Never, ever, ever be embarrassed about cookies.
She didn't. She said she had wanted to tell me that story for a long time, but yesterday is the first day she told me that, too.
Oh, that's
so she kind
cute.
Of,
that's
it was
funny.
Very nice. Very nice. That's so, funny. So yes, thank you for your. She said, I'll do the same thing if we come north again. And I said, I'm trying to reduce my cookie intake, but we'll see how it goes. So, anyway.
So next week, if you see Tom on 405 exactly. heading north,
you'll know the deal.
He's in search of cookies.
But I mean, she has this problem that we mentioned earlier that because we didn't finish the thought.
C is for cookie.
Well,
it's
that's
good
one problem.
For me.
But the other problem is, you should own certain types
cookie
of
stocks. Me love cookie stocks.
In this big stomach
Keebler.
Here, and the little stomach, you have the vegetables. No, I mean, so your portfolio should be built to pay the least amount of taxes.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
And most people don't think about
it. Was that the whole point of the cookie story?
No, the point was to tell the cookie story because I wanted to say thank you to her. I'm not going to say her name, but because I thought it was so thoughtful and it was just doggone cute. But the point is, yes, the point still remains. You should be invested. There's no reason to pay taxes you don't have to pay. And that's what she's doing, right? Because she's not using the money. It's not like she had to sell something to take the money out to pay for something.
As you are, I would never disagree with you.
Well, I'm all worked up about the cookies.
You must
now.
Need some cookies.
Apparently, half a dozen cookies
and
some milk.
Tom need cookies.
Large chocolate chip
Everybody
will go down right
need
now.
Cookie.
Exactly. So, yeah, your portfolio should be constructed.
Kitchen sink cookie at Panera.
We mentioned earlier. Thank you, Monster. We mentioned earlier that in your IRA, it doesn't matter what happens there because until you take the money out, there's no taxation, right?
Exactly.
But
by the way, that's what makes Roth so cool.
Exactly.
You never pay taxes
Bingo.
On those.
So that should be, in my mind, 100% in stocks, but that's another show. But if you have a taxable account, a post-tax account, that anything inside there is a tax ramification to, that should be invested a certain way. We happen to believe you should use tax managed mutual funds. Index mutual funds, by their very nature, are tax efficient because they're not buying and selling stuff, mm-hmm. right? But
right.
there's now funds even more than that that are offered by Vanguard and Dimensional and others that do specific things inside the funds to keep your taxes as low as possible. That was
right.
the point.
They do things like the way they account for sales. They'll do some tax loss selling to offset some gains. They'll do things and they're called tax managed funds.
Indeed.
What a catchy name.
Wow. Really going out on a limb there. So you should own those. That's another reason why index structured or passive type funds make more sense. Another reason.
There is not, I got to tell you, I cannot find a single good argument. And I look around for them because people go, well, there's data that says that active funds, and I can't find it. I cannot find the research, any reputable research that says active funds have any advantages over index funds whatsoever.
You pay the manager more.
You pay the manager more.
They make more money.
There is no evidence that an active manager can consistently and predictably outperform his or her benchmark unless it's accounted for by something called luck.
Yeah, it's a very small number.
You know, there's this thing called Occam's razor, where the most logical, the simplest explanation is probably the most likely one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I use it a lot. I really do use Occam's razor a lot. I'll look at something and I'll... And
I can tell looking at your skin today you did, yes.
Yeah, I just a pretty close to Occam's razor.
How about that?
When you look at a mutual fund, like somebody will say, well, X and XYZ fund, they've consistently outperformed the market over 10 years. Well, is it more likely they did it because they're really super smart and know the future? Or is it likely that out of the 8,000 mutual funds in the country, they're the one that got consistently lucky?
Isn't there a guy on the radio who says there's one fund you could have owned for the last 30 years that made like 12% a year?
Yeah. No, there's several, and they're from American funds, and it's Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey. Yeah, Dave has – I've never found the fund. Because I'd put everything in it, right? I mean, why wouldn't you if it makes 12%
a
year?
I mean, there are some American funds that have, over a long period of time, done very well.
Okay.
Before fees and commissions. You see, one of the things he neglects to add in is that commission. You know, they may have made double digits, but then when you throw the commission in, that because you had less money invested initially,
right, starting,
your returns drop dramatically. And they do not calculate returns, including commissions. They do not do that. It's just fees and expenses. 855-935-TALK is our number. We do have the book Bribe going. If you call in, and this is apparently a really good day to call in because nobody's doing it, you'll get a book and you'll get an answer to your question at 855-935-8255. More coming up in a minute.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our number again, 855-935-8255, 855-935-8255. That actually spells talk, making it even easier to be a part of the show. 855-TALK.
What are the new
855-935-TALK?
What are the new Girl Scout varieties this year, speaking of cookies?
I have no idea. I am trying so hard.
I haven't been to the grocery store in a long time because I can't get out of my street.
You can too. You got to work.
I know. No, I'm kidding. But no, couldn't for a long time.
I got to tell you my new favorite. I don't think it's a new one this year. We have a friend who is the what do they call her?
District Governor. The General.
She's in charge of this district. She's the CEO of this district of the Girl Scouts. And she came by and brought a box of these. And I don't remember what they're called, but they're these big shortbread cookies.
Mm.
That are dipped in chocolate.
Oh, I know what they're called. They're called good. You can call them anything you like, but
pretty much.
Yeah.
That's them. They call them, you know, that would actually be a very clever name. Just good.
Yeah, and that, by the way, one of those good ones blows away the 10,000 steps I'll take today, so it won't matter at that point.
That's what I'm trying not to do is eat that junk.
So we want to thank the cookie lady, by the way.
I'm going to a foundation fundraiser tonight.
Yeah.
I know there'll be bad food, and I'll...
But you get to wear your nice suit, which I know you look so forward to doing.
You know what? I don't think I own a suit that fits. I think the last suit I bought was like 15 or 20 years ago.
You had a coat on at retirement.
I have a sport coat.
Yeah, you look very nice. You look very nice, yeah. Even Dan Solon said you looked nice that day.
And you know, to please Dan Solon, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a tall order.
That's tough. All right, I want to, you know what I want to talk about something that really has been, matter of fact, it was in the Ron Lieber article.
Apparently the floor is yours, sir, so go ahead.
All these alternative kind of investing things Goodman was pushing.
I mean, payday loans.
Payday loans.
Alternative lending, cat bonds, all the stuff you got to own because you can't make enough in stocks and bonds.
But the thing is, Thomas, there are some highly reputable investment advice firms, including one we know really well in the Seattle area and another one in St. Louis.
Yeah.
That are pushing hard these alternative mutual funds as a necessary component of a portfolio. And I have looked at these, and you know, I know I'm not as well educated as a lot of these guys.
Well, you don't spend as much time on it either.
I don't either, but I've looked at them over and over and over again. These catastrophe bond, what are they called? What's the name of the
reinsurance?
Yeah, they're reinsurance funds. Basically, they own catastrophe bonds. These are bonds that back up insurance companies in case a hurricane
blows everything away. The insurance get paid off, and now you got to go to the cat bond.
And then they have alternative lending funds, which are subprime
car loans, I think.
Crappy car loans and direct consumer loans.
Yeah, at a high interest rate.
At a very high interest rate.
You're getting a piece of
And they also have a lot of other really wacky long, short things, and there's all these alternative funds, and I'm really having a difficult time finding any that have consistently done well.
Well, I don't think they have a long enough track record, for one. Number two is, as we pointed out in the program, they're expensive.
That's the big rub.
Yeah, you're paying a lot to be in that type. So, and the rap that we get in the industry when we badmouth these is that you guys are, your advice is old school. And by the way, it's not old school. I'm here to tell you. It's actually from the school that burned down before they built the old school. That is not accurate to call us old school any longer.
Tom's bad afternoon humor, ladies and
gentlemen.
Well,
you're just going to keep it coming unless you call, by the way. So you think the cookie stories are bad.
You think it's bad now.
You might want to pick up the phone. Yeah.
And that's the biggest. One of the basic tenets of what we believe is that all of the components, of all of the factors that go into determining how to invest, one of the most important, if not the most important, is what? Costs.
Yeah, keeping those costs low.
And when mutual funds when you're adding mutual funds with 1.5-2% annual fees, plus the fee you pay your advisor, it becomes very, very difficult, to add any value or to see how you can add value from these. 855-935-TALK, the number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
I remember now what the other type of alternative fund was that I could not remember that a lot of these guys advocate,
which
as
is
part of a diversified portfolio, managed futures.
Yes.
Commodity products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
big.
And I just looked at the one of the funds that some of these firms use, which is the AQR Managed Strategies Fund.
Yes.
Managed Futures Strategy Fund.
How much?
You know what its five-year return is? -1.25% per year.
That's
over
almost,
five
that's just
years.
A loss of only 5%. That's not that much.
Over 5 years.
Yeah, so you've only lost about 5 or 6% in those 5 years.
And the fees are 1.2% per year.
As I said, the one advantage is the people running the funds make a lot more money than they do at Vanguard. You wanted an advantage.
I gave you an
advantage, okay?
The fund made 1.2% per year, and the investors lost 1.2% per year.
I'm being silly. And I'm also going to say my bad jokes have paid off because the phone lines are now stuffed with people who would prefer to hear them rather than me. So I'm okay with that.
We better get going. All right. Scott, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for taking my call. I heard you on a previous broadcast, Don, talk about $1 million provides a bare-bone minimum retirement nowadays. Did I hear that right?
Well, it depends.
It depends. You know, it's a number that when people are looking for a number, a $1 million will, invested reasonably well, is going to deliver between $40,000 and $50,000 a year in income. For a lot of people, that's that plus
when
Social Security
right, or a pension.
is a very middle class lifestyle.
So you didn't like that comment, or you did like that? Tell us.
Well, we're 70 years old, my wife and I, and we've got about $550,000 in investments. We pretty much own a house that's right now worth $650,000. But it was a depressing thing to hear.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, because at 70, by the way, I mean, okay, your money has to last 25 years. I mean, just that's one thing, right? Depends. If you don't have a mortgage, now your housing expense is relatively low because you just have insurance and taxes. So that's less. So that's okay. So, no, I mean, that's why I say that's just kind of a flag to be planted, and it shouldn't be taken as financial planning.
It's a really broad brush benchmark, general benchmark for people. Shoot for $1 million. But again, in your case, if you have $650,000 equity in your home, that is of a value because you're not paying to live somewhere. You've got that covered. So you have over $1 million.
There you go. That's right.
Technically speaking,
equity
your
net
point. Worth is over $1 million.
Harder to get at the home equity, though. That is
exactly.
An issue.
Exactly. It's illiquid, yeah, right. But it is part of your assets. So you're worth $1 million.
That's okay.
You're okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for the call. 855-935-TALK, the number. Mike, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Question about 401k and conversion to a Roth. I've got about 2 years left till retirement. Putting in 25k per year for the last 15 years into a 401k. When should I or should I convert any of that to a Roth IRA, or can I start doing that now? Is there any benefit to that?
Well, the problem you run into now is your tax rate is relatively high due to the fact that you're employed, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, here's would be the strategy. So if you really wanted to do a conversion, that when your income goes down after you stop full-time employment, that you have a period of time where your income's low. Now you can take money, because any money you move from pre-tax to post-tax, and that's what you're talking about here, from a 401k to a Roth IRA, that is simply income. The government's going to say, pay us income tax on that. So if your income tax rate is, for sake of argument, 25%, now 25% of everything you want to move from the 401k to the Roth IRA is going to go to the government. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me now.
The other issue, too, Mike, is that let's say you take $50,000 out to move to the Roth. you've got to do some really careful tax planning, because you could be in the 25% bracket and that 50 grand could kick you up to a much higher bracket, and you're going to pay 30% on that or 28% on that or whatever the number is. So generally speaking, you want to make Roth conversions in years when you have lower income, and there must be some, you must sit down with an accountant and do some pre-tax planning so that you don't kick yourself into a higher bracket.
And here's the other part of all this. You would not want to pay any tax you had to pay for that conversion from the retirement account. You'd want to have that money somewhere else, because it really doesn't make sense to hand all, right, all that pre-tax money to the government to
right.
move so that
over. Example, you take $100,000 out, you want to put the whole $100,000 in the Roth and pay the $25,000 in taxes out of other money.
Indeed.
So that the entire $100,000 gets the benefit of tax-free growth into the future. Thank you for the call. 855-935-TALK is our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor is a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
This is the show that helps you understand how money works and how people should be working for you to help you make money. 855-935-TALK. That's our number. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can even call in when the show's not on, and we'll answer your questions on the podcast.
That's Don. I'm Tom, and we're here every week to help you. By the way, I want one last pitch for all this. If you're a reader and you want to know more about how this industry really works today, because it doesn't always work the way you think it does, go to the New York Times and read the piece. Type in Jordan Goodman. You'll see Don's quote there. It's important information to know about the information you're getting from people that you may trust and probably shouldn't be trusting. That's the way I put
it. From one of my favorite financial writers
Ron
in the country.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Ron Lieber is awesome. Yeah. Great guy. Truly great guy. Let's go back to the phones.
We lost Colette. Nope. We're going to go to Alice instead.
Fine.
Sorry about that. We're just going to go to Alice.
Yep. Hi, Alice.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. You know, for a bond fund, is the Vanguard Total Bond Index, is that cover everything? I mean, is it good enough for everything? Or what
it is,
role
it is literally
about
the total bond market, except for junk bonds.
What about the short-term bond index, and then that one, the inflation protected?
Okay, but so what is the what kind of money? Or is this like a deferred type of account in an IRA, or is this just in a regular taxable account?
It would be IRA.
Okay,
so if it was, but Roth IRA.
Oh, Roth. I mean, Roth should in hopefully not have very much in bonds anyway, because Roth grows tax-free. We want the most growth. But if you're going to do it to try to give you some balance, yes, you could go short-term, but frankly, you could have the Vanguard Total Bond with about two-thirds of the bond portion and then about a third in the TIPS, the Treasury Inflation-Protected Securities. That will give you some inflation protection, gives you a little shot at interest rates, probably yielding today. I don't know, Don, that it might be as high as 3 or something, or a little higher than that.
The Vanguard Total Bond right now, 30-day SEC yield is 3.
Yeah, okay. So you give a little bit of, and then you get the protection from inflation. I think that's a reasonable strategy.
And the Vanguard Total Bond Index Fund is high quality. It's made up of high quality corporate and government bonds covering the universe. It has in its portfolio, get this,
how many?
We have, I want to check the latest number, because it's in the
4,000. 4,000,
yeah,
I want to say. A lot of bonds. I mean, you get it at a
really
very low price.
Slow.
Do I think it's a good solution? I think it's a great solution. I really do. I mean, you get a lot. It's 60% government, so, you know, higher percentage of very safe bonds. You get a little yield from throwing in a few of those corporates. And as Don said, today it's yielding 3, which I think is very reasonable.
I think it was about 12 or 13,000 bonds.
Oh, it's that many. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So.
I can't get it to load right now. Yes, ma'am.
The short-term bond index, should that be like instead of a money market, or does that have any role?
It could be used instead of a money market.
Yeah. This is a great debate that Don and I have from time to time, because, yes, I like the Vanguard short-term investment grade bond fund. It holds securities issued by major, fairly successful corporations that are paying a little bit of money to have Vanguard buy their bonds. I think it's a very fine fund. You get it at a very low cost, and it probably over time makes you more than the money market. But it has a little bit of volatility. It lost a little money in 2008. That's the issue you run into. Yeah.
Otherwise, so. It's fine for a short-term parking place as long as you don't expect to never see a tiny loss. You Indeed. Will at times see small losses. 855-935-TALK's the number. And Colette is back.
Yes,
hi,
she is.
Colette. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you Absolutely. Fine. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm 69. I'm going to retire in about 2 years. My husband is retired. So I've been, we've both been adding to our Vanguard fund, and it's a 2020 retirement. So I've got about $73,000 in there. Now, I also have a state deferred comp, which pretty soon in a year or two, year and a half, I have to start taking RMDs out of it. So I'm just wondering what's the best thing for me to do. Also, with I will be getting a retroactive check once I retire, and that would be taxed on, you know, I can't roll it into anything. What would be the best thing to do with that? I'm expecting about $30,000.
Well, I'm a little lost on the retroactive.
Kind of a bonus or something?
Yeah, what is that money?
Well, it's because I've been between two retirements, a CSRS 2, which is a school district, and a PERS 2, which is a state. So they put them together, and if I'm in the highest paying job for 5 years, then I'll get a retroactive on the CSRS, which was my lower paying.
And you don't believe it to be a retirement account donation?
It's not a qualified plan.
This is just pay.
They just give it to you. So, and then I have to pay the taxes on it. What would be the best thing for me to do with that? And then also, is the 2020 retirement fund a good way to go? It's in a managed fund with Vanguard, so it's low cost.
Yeah, it's a target date fund. Yeah.
Correct.
I would prefer, instead of the 2020, the Vanguard Balanced Index, which would be very similar to the 20, but it would be at the edges.
It's a quibble.
Yeah, I agree.
It's literally a quibble.
That wouldn't be
a big deal. The 2020 fund is fine. Yeah. We don't recommend the target date funds a lot because they make a gigantic assumption that everybody of a certain age is of the same mind, and we do not believe that because, we don't believe it from experience. That we know for a fact that there are 70-year-olds who like having 80% of their money in the stock market.
Yeah.
And we know for a fact that there are 40-year-olds who only want to have 30% in stocks. So that's why we don't think there's an all-purpose answer. And that's why when someone asks us the question, what should I do? What I should do is really personal.
And by the way, in the state deferred comp plan, you can get some very fine mutual funds at a very low cost, pretty well diversified. This is a plan we've looked at before, and there may be a way to, I think there's a value fund there. Maybe some things you could own there to tweak up your portfolio a little bit instead of just being in the 2020. But again,
it depends on it at 401411.com?
I believe it is.
Yep. 401411.com. You can get some ideas of how to allocate that for now. Yeah.
Now about the other money. The $30,000. So how soon until you use that money?
Well, I kind of want to just save it and use it for cash. You know, I'm planning to save in the next 2 years, probably have, at least $40,000 cash, and then adding this to
do what with?
Just
to kind of have for emergency money, funny money, play money, do whatever you want money.
Correct.
Oh, well, then I'm just going to let Tom answer that one because that's what he just said to Alice.
If it's within 5 years, I wouldn't have it in stocks because stocks can go down for that period of time. I would use the Vanguard Short Term Investment Grade Bond Fund. What's the ticker, Don?
I don't know because I don't like it as much as
I know.
I heard you talking about that short-term bond index fund.
It's been a very good fund for a long time. Don's going to get the – I want to say VFSTX, but I could be – I think that's right, but I a lot of tickers in my head going around.
Short-term investment grade bond fund is VFSTX.
Yes. I was
right.
VFSTX.
That's it.
So if I talk to my manager at Vanguard and told them I was interested in this short term.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how long is short term? Would I keep it in there for?
Well, no, you can keep it in as long as you want. Yeah. The bonds in the portfolio mature on average in about 3 years.
Yeah,
so there's going to be a little volatility. of the principal amount, but they pay right now about 3%, which is a far cry better than most money market funds.
Indeed.
Because there are corporate bonds, because there is a higher level of risk. Everything is a trade-off. If you make more money, you take more risk.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And if you're a woman and you want to better understand your financial situation and how the financial world works and get a handle on your personal financial situation, we have a great lunch ed class coming up in March called March 20th. It's called Female Financial Fundamentals. It's taught by our very own Barb Devereaux, and it is a terrific class. It is just $10. You can get your tickets at TalkingRealMoney.com, and it includes lunch because it's a lunch ed. So go to TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.